M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz at the Washington Bureau. A thrilling finish to the Run for the Roses at Churchill Downs tonight. Here's the inimitable Larry Colmus with the call on NBC.
Two fills on the inside, trying to hold up Mage. Mage has taken the lead here as they come into the final 16, and it is going to be Mage to win the Kentucky Derby. And then it was two fills, Agent of Empire, and a photo disarm was forced.
Mage went off at 15-1 odds. The race was marred, however, when the favorite was scratched today, and seven horses were euthanized at the racetrack in the past few days, including two today alone. He spent his entire life waiting to reign, and now King Charles has been anointed during a coronation guided by traditions centuries old. CBS's Holly Williams reports from London.
The most sacred part of the ceremony is the anointing, a tradition rooted in the Old Testament of the Bible. Screened from view and using holy oil harvested from the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, Charles was anointed on his hands, chest, and head.
A man police say shot others at a shopping mall 25 miles northeast of Dallas today is dead at the scene. This shopper sheltered in place at the Allen Premium Outlets Mall in Allen, Texas.
The manager at Johnson Murphy was super helpful. We all shuttled him in the back. We locked the doors.
Allen Police Chief Brian Hardy.
One of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots. Went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect, and neutralized the suspect.
Police say a 17-year-old girl was killed, five other people wounded in a shooting at a party at an apartment building near the campus of California State University in Chico in the northern part of the state. Police say the shooting happened at around 3:30 this morning. The surviving victims all have non-life-threatening injuries. A controversial former member of the U.S. has resolved charges of bringing a loaded handgun into an airport.
Former North Carolina Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn was fined $250 after he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. His loaded 9mm handgun was found in his carry-on luggage at a checkpoint at the Charlotte airport in April of 2022. At the time, Cawthorn admitted to having the gun. He even wrote on social media that there was no excuse for his mistake. Madison Cawthorn was elected to Congress in 2020 at the age of 25. He served one term. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Six people injured today when part of a heating and ventilation system collapsed at a resort pool in Aurora, Colorado. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually. Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
My body is poetry. you like. Oh, yeah. My body is so naughty. If it were running for president, I'd elect it.
And I'd protect it.
I know you would. Well, my body's pretty good. But there's something that's better. I wanna tell you about it. Objectify than to listen to the words coming out my mouth. You cannot shame me, you cannot blame me for walking around in this stretched marked skin. And if you cannot handle the curves of my body, then you'd never be able to handle the wrinkles of my brain. It's so insane.
Kicking off the 8 o'clock hour with brand new Jaden James there. That's Here in Your Love on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Jaden James. Holy cow, she's awesome. We got to see her at Atwood Fest a few years ago.
Yeah.
She blew me away.
Yeah. Isn't that just wonderful when you just don't know?
Yeah.
And then boom. So great.
So that last song we just heard is off her new album that's dropping really soon, actually. Saturday, June 3rd, is at the Dakota up in the Twin Cities. It's a 6:30 show, and there's a late show, too, 9 o'clock. So it's an early 6 o'clock. Or
did I hear a rumor we may have her visiting us sometime in the future?
The door is always open for Jaden James. Uh-huh. She can walk through the door and, hello, you're on the air. Oh, boy.
Good stuff.
I get myself in trouble because I can say that just about any of them.
I mean,
because they're all friends, you know? You're all my friends.
Yeah. Well, just like Sunspot, who was just here, it is so great to just be able to share their story of what? 3 decades?
You know what's really interesting about Sunspot and Maximum Inc.? The timeline is very similar. Maximum Inc. Launched publishing, and Sunspot started as a band within months of each other, right?
Well, you know, honestly, to be honest, I met Wendy, and we were the early people. Chad O and Wendy and I met at the Angelic Brewery many years ago.
The Angelic. And downtown Madison.
We were meeting for the Drummers Guild, right? It was the Madison Drummers Guild. There was only 3 of us, and it never got any bigger. But Chad and then ended up delivering papers for Maximum Inc. for years and years and years. And then, of course, Wendy, you know, she's the drummer for Sunspot for as many years.
Terrific.
And they've probably played, I would say, no less than 15 of my events or parties over the years.
They're so much fun. How could you not have them play?
Yeah.
Speaking of,
and Mike was one of my writers since the beginning.
Right.
Yeah. Mike was there from the beginning writing, doing interviews for you. Speaking of Chad O, he has a show tonight at the Wisco with the Qualms, the band he's in. The Takeaways.
One of the bands he's in.
Yeah.
And I forget the third band is playing. I know it's the Takeaway and the Qualms. So I apologize to whoever I'm forgetting.
You know, and I'm going to get in trouble with this because you know how we always talk about we got to keep Rocker, you know, normal and keep his ego from being able to walk out the door.
Iron Plow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Who? What? Yeah. Okay. I know you were just talking about drummers, and I should have mentioned this when Wendy was here. She's one of my favorite female drummers, but it is International Drummers Month.
So I guess
we got to give you a shout out, Rocker.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. All right, move along.
You know, I actually went at a gig one time. I learned a song. It was the Go-Go's.
Oh,
what song?
And I played a Go-Go's song with Sunspot one time.
Nice.
On Wendy's drum set. It was a lot of fun.
You know, and our next guest after 9 o'clock, who's going to be live in the studio playing music for all of us, Jenna Jane, I bet she and I could do the Go-Go song. Too bad you don't have drums here right now. I bet we could. I bet we could sing that.
One of these days, we're gonna get Terry Barr to sing a song one of these days.
And everyone will run out the door. But I don't care. It would be a blast.
Jenna Jane is live in the Devil's Lair.
I can't wait.
We got Mike Grassman coming in from Soundcheck Entertainment. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested to hear and learn about Soundcheck Entertainment. Sounds like Michael has a lot of cool stuff happening. Where'd you meet him, Rocker?
My band Iron Plow, we were looking to play at some of the bars, and you know, Michael books like 7 clubs out in Milwaukee.
Ooh.
So when I was actually looking into a story about Pauly's Pub, they have a shuttle that they shuttle from Pauly's in West Allis downtown. So you go to Pauly's, take a bus downtown, and then come back later on. And he's a live music venue. So you come back, you get in to see the bands and all kinds of stuff. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. I was talking to him, and we're going to have Paul on in the near future.
Nice.
But he sent me over to Michael Grassman, and I started talking to him, and all of a sudden he has his own story along with booking all of these clubs.
Oh, that's amazing. What a small world in the end, isn't it?
It is. And
so
he's out
great.
In Milwaukee. Just you know, we'll tell you all about him. You'll meet him.
Yeah, we'll get him on the phone here in a couple of minutes. We got some music on the way from Tiny Riots because I saw a post on Facebook today remembering the clinic on Park Street here in Madison. Remember that place? And for some reason, I saw Dan on and Tiny Riot. So there you go. We'll also do some Pine Travelers here in a couple of minutes. Amelia Ford, live in the Devil's Lair with Jenna Jane. Right now, the Mascot Theory, brand new music from them, When I Drift Away. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a good night.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Many answers.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Seek Radio, we are local music. The Tiny Riots from their Platonic album back in 2011. And that's why one of my favorite albums. I love the Tiny Riots. Hey, are you familiar with them, Terry?
I don't think I've heard of Tiny Riots, but I'm learning a lot of new things this evening.
Okay.
Lots of great new music and some terrific old music that I haven't heard of. And I think that's what the best part is about this show, right?
Yeah. I love the ebb and flow. So that was the old Tiny Riots. We had brand new After August before that.
Oh, yeah. They've got a show coming up.
Tuesday at the Red Rooster. It's a Tuesday show at 7 o'clock.
How about that? Love We're talking about like matinee shows, but that's like a work week show.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got to take care of some business here and tell you that the Ethical Trade Company here in Madison, they're awesome.
They are.
And they are a great sponsor of Max Inc. Radio. We appreciate them. Goods for a Better World. They're located on Madison's East Side. You can find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. Also, thanks to the Aaron Weber Group here in Madison, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com and the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally brewed beer, live music. You got the outdoor patio opening too soon.
Been talking about that all night, haven't we?
I want to go to Full Mile. I want to say hi to CJ.
Just looking forward to it.
See what's going on. All right. Jenna Jane is live in the Devil's Lair.
Indeed.
We're going to talk one more time about the Max Inc. matinee. That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stand by. We're going to take you to the biggest ball town and get Michael Grassman on the phone from Soundcheck Entertainment. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Hey, this is Nick from Pine Travelers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Travelers there, biggest small town on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Miss the Pine Travelers. Miss Nick. How y'all doing over tonight? I'm Jimmy K here with rocker Terry Barr. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. And be sure to check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio tab and all the archives are right there.
And did you say tonight's Heavy is pretty punk?
Yeah, it's a punk rock show tonight for sure. If you like poppy punk stuff.
Oh, yeah.
10 to midnight is your time. Okay. And rocker, you'll laugh because I actually had a hard time picking out the two most punkiest rock or the most punk Last Crack song for Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'll be excited to see what it is, Jimmy.
Right. Oh, man.
Michael Grassman started playing drums at 12 years of age, and by high school, he was joining every type of ensemble he could, including jazz bands, marching bands, ensembles, garage bands, eventually touring bands. In 2013, Michael opened Soundcheck Entertainment and Studios to provide lessons in quality production to local area musicians. And fast forward 10 years, and Michael has assembled a community-building machine with plenty of room to grow. Michael J. Grassman, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, guys. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I got to ask you about this. You had the coolest post today. We've shared it on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page because you talked about AM radio, and we want to know, is your dad able to listen tonight?
Then he better be. I think he got his transistor out too and started listening to Brown Eyed Girl again. So,
aww.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's excited.
Excellent.
He's out there in Milwaukee listening on WAUK AM 540.
Mm-hmm. Out of Waukesha, right?
That's right. Got it.
Hey, Michael, tell us a little about yourself. From 12 years old to now, who is Michael Grassman?
Oh, that's an existential question. I guess I would probably have to. It's hard to say because my whole career has just, every year it changes. It changes from one thing to another. You know, what are my goals this year? What am I, you know, what did I want to leave off on last year to the next year? But I just know that somewhere in me for the longest time was always just wanting to leave an impact on the scene. Wisconsin, Milwaukee, even into Madison, if I can, you know, keep expanding it. But there just was this desire inside of me to not just be a musician who played and called it a day, or even making a living at it. It had to be something that forced some sort of change or left a stain on the scene so that, you know, good and may left it better than when I got here. So, yeah, that's just who I am now. That's
great. Left a stain on the scene. I'm writing that down because I'm going to steal that line somehow.
I like it a lot.
I like it too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Michael, I want to hear. I went to the website or the Facebook page, got a little information, but tell us about Soundcheck Entertainment and what inspired you to start this business.
Yeah. So, in 2013, I was teaching at a couple different locations around the town, and I really just. It kind of reflects into who I am now is I just don't like working for other people. So I want to have some sort of control over, I don't know, I sound like a great team player, don't I? No, but I just want to have a little bit of control over my own destiny. And so I started my own little music school and I got a bunch of people that I knew that were teaching to come on board. And, you know, now what that was like the Soundcheck Studios. And now, you know, 10 years later, we're on our second location. We've grown a bit. Own our own building now. Teach six other instructors are there. But also within there was this also the production side, and that's the Soundcheck Entertainment, which grew out of nowhere, especially our rental business, but production for events and weddings and DJs and bands and sound guys. And I had this network of people that I knew, and I just kept looking for markets to expand into for, you know, ways to keep the lights on. But then that just turned into this other thing, like working with the venues. And it just turned into this other thing of, well, man, now I've got an ability to bring bands together with venues and bring sound guys together and try to just keep everybody, you know, working as a network in a community rather than just being all sink or swim on your own.
Yeah. What a good collaboration you are doing. Really?
Yeah. It's just, I try to talk in the words we a lot just because I think that I can't do anything without my team and without the network of people that we've amassed. I mean, I've got, you know, just dozens and dozens and dozens of contacts that were like, let's put them to use. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure we're all working in the scene and being successful.
Well, Rocker, he mentioned those venues. There's seven that he's working with in the Milwaukee area, including, I love this, the club, Pauly's Pub and Eatery in West Allis. We featured them on a recent Bar Notes because they started transporting people by shuttle to go see live music all around Milwaukee. I think that is incredible. And of course, you're also booked for Maddie's in Waukesha. How in the heck do you have enough time to do all of this?
It's all Google Sheets.
Oh, we get that.
I pride myself, I'm not perfect, but I pride myself on, you know, if something comes in, you write it down immediately. Mm-hmm. I hate things. I hate conflicts. I hate mistakes because it's obviously just so, you know, our time is valuable, and our time is, you know, our time to play shows is the time away from family and planning events. So if I screw it up, I feel like I'm screwing up other people's lives. So I take it really seriously. You know, my calendar myself, it's, you know, I have 100 and some shows left this year, and I got to make sure that I'm organizing properly for everybody, because if I don't, it falls apart. Then it's all for nothing. So
that's part of it. Michael from Soundcheck Entertainment is joining us here on Max Inc. Radio. Michael, we've been talking about matinee shows quite a bit. In fact, we're launching a matinee music series here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. What's your opinion about getting some matinee shows in the Milwaukee or Waukesha area? And do you think the fan base in those communities would like the matinee shows?
I'm going to tell you flat out that we've been doing that for a while at Pauly's with our Sunday Fun Day shows.
Oh, yeah. Sunday Fun Day.
Nice.
All right. I've seen them all over town now, and I'm happy. We didn't invent it, but it's fun to see that it's flourishing.
We invented it here.
but I love the matinee shows. I mean, we've had Sunday shows that felt like Saturday nights. Ooh. I mean, that's almost every week now. All our Sunday shows, and you know, the bar's packed, dance floor's full. And you just gotta, you know, you gotta find the right bands on the right Sundays. And you can't just throw them all in there, but you gotta find the right ones that work. So yeah. I love these shows.
This is cool to talk to you because you are someone that I'm sure a lot of other people are going to want to get to know and work with, which is really important in this whole thing, isn't it? How do we keep up with Soundcheck Entertainment and Michael Grassman online? What's the best places?
Oh, just, you know, websites, and you can Google all those names, like Facebook. I do have a Facebook, my own music page, Michael James Grassman Music. I try to do a lot of creative cover videos that I do. And then the Soundcheck Entertainment is on online as well. So it's easy to find us.
Awesome.
Michael, thank you so much for the information. I'm glad we learned about Soundcheck Entertainment tonight. Mm-hmm. Because I'm always searching for new music to play on Max Inc. Radio. And, you know, when I can go to kind of one place like Soundcheck Entertainment and see what you're booking and see what bands you're bringing in, kind of helps that out, you know?
It really does. Great idea.
Keep in touch, man. When you get big shows, let us know what's going on.
Oh, wait. Happy birthday, right?
That's
to your
right.
daughter, Nora. Oh my gosh, we hear she's just 4 years old today.
I know, it's her birthday. She's going to bed right now.
Oh, so no.
This is her bedtime story.
Oh.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it so much.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. And give her a happy birthday kiss from all of us.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks, Michael. Michael from Soundcheck Entertainment. Let's do some brand new People Brothers band right now. Talk about awesomeness. Living My Best is on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Woke up feeling good today. Been in the sunshine, kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Let some water refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
Living my best life.
I love the brand new People Brothers Band music. It's so good. Living My Best. Name of the album is Brothers and Sisters. Be sure to get the vinyl right now at Bandcamp. You can buy that. Support that. Brand new Dana Perry. She's playing the Make Music Matter show for us at the Civic Media.
Take a look beneath your skin, far beyond your blood and bones and cells. Is there anybody there within? Have you ever wondered what's behind the scenes? I am the savior to my devil. I am the dark stuffed to the brim with light. I am the nothing that contains all my somethings. The survivor of the war I started. Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've gotta know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna look for anything anymore, just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator, coming out. The reality of a river's flow is that it uses you to know just where to go. So carry on just as you were. No need to go looking, cause it's already there. A caterpillar is born with the wings of a butterfly already inside. I'll cocoon myself into a death-like sleep and awaken when I'm ready to soar. There's the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've gotta know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna look for anything anymore, just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator coming out.
Make Music Madison is happening June 21st. That's a Wednesday, 3 to 6 at the brand new Civic Media Studios. Outside on the sidewalk, Dana Perry's playing there. Eddie Berth, Sunspot. It's going to be a good time. June 21st. So come celebrate summer and make music Madison. Jenna Jane is live in the Devil's Lair, moments away. Stick around for that. If you want to call Jenna and ask a question, you can do that. 844-967-2789. Right now, let's hear the latest one from Amelia Ford, Outlaw Out Loud, on Maxinc Radio.
Are naked? Like a fire don't make for skin anyway. And how do you make it? Every calf blows you painstake. Survive and drown. station. Signs are never moving in age. How do you make it and fake it? Every guy will show you be safe.
Record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.